Welcome back to the Weekly Avos. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we'll be studying two Mishnayos from Perek Aleph. Today we'll be learning Mishnayos Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, 11 and 12. Mishnah Yud Aleph says, Avtalion Omer, Avtalion says, Chachamim, Hizharu B'divreichem, Shema Sahuvu Chovas Galus. He says, scholars, be careful with your words, lest you incur a penalty of exile. And you'll be carried off to a place of evil waters. This is a metaphor, and we'll soon see for what. And the sages who go after you will drink of these evil waters, and they'll die because of it. And we'll see that the name of heaven is desecrated through this course of action. So let's take a look at what the Rambam has to say on this Mishnah. Mayim harayim kinul apikorsus. Evil waters is a euphemism, it's a nickname for heresy. V'yamru hishamru b'divreichem b'soch hahamon. And what the meaning of this Mishnah is that you should be careful with your words among the public. V'lo yeh b'divreichem makam sheyisbol perish acher. And there shouldn't be anything in your words that would support a different interpretation. Because if there are heretical people out in public where you're saying your statements, then they'll interpret your words according to their own beliefs. And the students will have already heard these words from them, and this will cause them to turn to heretical ideas. And they'll think that this misinterpretation was what you yourself actually believed. And this will be a desecration of God's name, as happened to Antigonus with his students Tzadok and Baisus, who said things that were vague, and their followers got some heretical ideas from this. And from Tzadok, we get the Sadducees, the Tzedukim. Mishnah Yud Beis, Hillel v'Shammai kiblu mehem. Hillel and Shammai received the Torah from them. From who? From the previous pair, Shmaya v'Avtalion. Hillel Omer, Hillel said, Hevet mitalmidav sha'aron, be one of the students of Aaron, Ohev Shalom, loving peace, v'rodev Shalom, and pursuing peace, Ohev es habrios, umakarvan l'Torah, loving mankind, and drawing them closer to the Torah. For this Mishnah, let's take a look in the commentary of the Bartnura. Heve mi talmidav shal Aaron, ohev shalom v'rodev shalom. You should be one of the students of Aaron, loving peace and pursuing peace. Perishu ba'avos of Rabbi Nassan, and it's explained in Avos of Rabbi Nassan. Ketzod haya Aaron ohev shalom. How was Aaron a lover of peace? Kishaya roa shnei b'nei adam miskotetim, when he would see two people arguing, hayaholech l'ko echad mehem, he would go to each one of them, shalom midas chavero, without the other one's knowledge. V'yomer lo ra'ei chaverecha eichu mischaret umakes atzmo al shechatalacha. And he'll say, look how upset your friend is, and he's beating himself up because he offended you, he did something against you. V'hu amar li sha'avo elecha v'timcha lo, and he asked me to go to you so that you would forgive him. So he would do this to each party without the other one's knowledge. Umitoch kach kishahayu pogim ze bezeh. So later, when the two people would run into each other, they would kiss one another. So this explanation of Aaron being an Ohev Shalom may be familiar to you, but let's continue. How would he bring people closer to Torah? When he would know that someone committed a certain sin, he would become friends with him, and he would show him a friendly attitude. V'haya oso adam mizbayish ve'omer ilu haya yodea tzadik ze maisi haroyim kama haya misrachik bimeni. This would embarrass the person internally, and he would say to himself, if this righteous person, Aaron, knew of my evil deeds, how much he would distance himself from me. Umitokach haya chozer lemutav, and because of this, he would change his ways for the better. Husha Navi made a love, and this is what the Navi says regarding Aaron in the second chapter of Sefer Malachi. He says, "B'shalom uvmiyushar halachiti v'rabim heishiv me'avon." It says, "In peace and straightness he walked with me, and he brought many back from avon, from sin." That's all for our two Mishnayos from Perek Aleph. Join us next week when we'll be learning two Mishnayos from Perek Beis.